Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment, and I've been looking forward to this conversation for a few days. I'm joined with the organizers and a board member for the nonprofit group Dreams in Motion. And Bruce Tippetts and Joe Browns joining me today from the Vernal, Utah area. They're the co-organizers of Dreams in Motion. And also Cody Beer is joining me. Cody lives right here in Wyoming. He's one of the board of directors for this group this morning. All three of them joining me live over the phone right now this morning. And well, Bruce and Joe, let's start with you guys here first this morning out of the gate. And first off, thanks so much for hopping on the air with me this morning.
Well, thanks for having us. And obviously, I don't know if Cody told you, but I got a kidney transplant 2 years ago, and after being on dialysis for 4.5 years, and so I feel blessed every day to have a kidney. And obviously, I love sports, and I love Wyoming. I like BYU, and now I'm at the University of Utah with my new kidney. I love the Utah Jazz. And so with all those things, Joe and I, we kind of came up with the idea of Dreams in Motion, and we just want to give back to people because I've been blessed and I've been lucky to go to lots of games in the last 35 or 40 years. And so I just want to be able to give back and to be able to recognize the people that need to be recognized, the people that are involved in their community and that have been through a lot.
Wow. So this all started up because of your own personal experience, it sounds like. And what a great way to give back. I think that's fantastic. So, Joe, tell us more about the process about how you and Bruce not only came up with this idea. It sounds like it was a kind of a personal journey for Bruce. And how did it all come together for you guys?
So Bruce and I have been friends for quite a while. And, since Bruce got his kidney, we've become pretty good friends. He's a reporter here for the Vernal Express, and I'm the director of the Vernal Area Chamber of Commerce. And last year he went to the Utah State Legislature and got a bill passed for living donors. And so once he got that done, I really saw Bruce's passion and drive and desire to help give back. Like Bruce mentioned, he has a kidney. He received his kidney a couple of years ago, and he's been healthy from that for the most part, and he's just seen the blessings that helped him extend his life, and so he's wanting to give back and help those people that are, you know, that like sports and give them a dream of, you know, a first-class experience to one of these events like a jazz game or a University of Wyoming football game or a basketball game.
Very cool, very cool. Let's bring Cody Beers in on this conversation. Good morning, Cody. Cody is right from here in Wyoming. In fact, a fellow play-by-play sports announcer is Cody Beers, and Cody from the Fremont County area, correct, Cody?
Yeah, I live in Riverton, and that's where I became friends with Bruce, who's a Riverton native. We're not going to hold it against him that he lives in Utah now, but Bruce is a unique individual. He has a knack of being able to bring people together, he's an incredibly strong person. And Bruce's idea behind Dreams in Motion, Duke, is unique. When we first started talking, we're like, well, how can we do something different? And Bruce's idea was, well, let's reward people who have been through something and are coming out of it and living and showing everyone in the world that it's possible with strong faith and belief that you can emerge a person who can live a normal life. And Bruce is one of my heroes, and it's a privilege to be a friend, and he has brought this coalition of people together, which includes, Wyoming guys like Brad Enzi, son of our retired U.S. senator, who's actually a guy who likes to broadcast, too, and he's doing some of the online broadcasts for Wyoming Cowgirls and Cowboys this year during the COVID stuff. So, we're trying to do things for people who deserve to be admired and deserve to be shown as a beacon of hope. And that's really what this is about. It's about emerging from a life-changing event and living a normal life, but being an example for all of us to follow.
Again, we're speaking with Cody Beers in Wyoming with Dreams in Motion and co-organizers of Dreams in Motion, Bruce Tippetts and Joe Burrows. It's all very well said between the three of you, and a great background on the creation of Dreams in Motion. Cody, if you will, a little further, the reason I wanted to have all three of you on today is to talk about Bryson Quinney, who was your first recipient of the Hero Award, I guess, is what it's being called with Dreams in Motion. And Bryce Quinney from right here in our listening audience in the Bridger Valley area, Lyman. A lot of people know, are aware of Bryson's story and background. But, Cody, let's start with you here and talk about Bryson and how this process worked for you guys to select him for this award, I guess.
Well, again, this coalition, Duke, We've been brainstorming, you know, how do we get the word out about what we do? How do we start recognizing these heroes in our midst? And Bryson's story is a pretty public heart transplant story in Wyoming, thanks to social media, and also thanks to the fact that his dad, Eric Quinney, is a well-known baseball umpire. He's a well-known high school football and basketball official in Wyoming, and he has chronicled Bryson's, for lack of a better way of saying it, fight, and he is still not out of the woods after his transplant, but Bryson continues to be a beacon of hope in the transplant community, and you know, Bruce is a transplant recipient, and we really felt strongly that Bruce is our first hero, but the first publicly acknowledged hero for Dreams in Motion is Bryson Quinney. And by now, a lot of people have seen the video. You know, Bruce wrote him a letter, and, you know, I lost it when I watched the video. It affirmed what we're about, and we plan to recognize three heroes in 2021 and hopefully more in the upcoming years.
Well, Cody, I'm glad you brought up the video. Bruce, I actually wanted to ask you about the video with the passion that you have going into this and the background that you have with your own personal experience with it. When you first saw the video of Bryson reading your letter and saying that you are the very first recipient of this Hero Award, what was that like for you? To see Bryson and his reaction to that letter that you wrote?
Pretty awesome. I watched it with my coworkers, and it was just pretty awesome to see him, to actually see him read it and to see the emotion come over, and just knowing how much he's gone through in a short amount of time. So, I mean, I watch it all the time, even like after a day, just to remind me that my day's pretty easy compared to other people. So.
And Joe, let's talk more about what's next here. As Cody mentioned, you want to do this a couple more times. How does this work? Where do the funds come from for you to, I mean, Bryson's going to get basically an all expense paid trip to go see the Utah Jazz at a home game this year. And things are kind of covered and taken care of. So first off, how do people support this? Where do the funds come from? And how do you select your next hero?
So those are all really good questions, Duke. So first of all, we have a few people on our committee, on our board of directors that one is in the hospitality industry. It's John Olson, the gentleman from Southern Utah that has connections with hotels. And so he hooks us up with different properties in the Salt Lake area that we will be able to put Bryson and his family up at. We also have Steve Brown, who is a former color guy for the Utah Jazz. And he's on our board, and so he's going to help us make arrangements, the tickets for Utah Jazz. Obviously, we've got Cody Beers, who's an excellent resource up there with YDOT and all of his connections. And then we have Blake Moore, who's a Utah representative, a U.S. representative for the state of Utah. And he's got connections with various outlets. And so that's our whole goal, is to help find these heroes and then recognize them with a first-class sporting experience, whether it be a Wyoming Cowboys football game or basketball game or a Utah Jazz game or, a, you know, any one of these events. People that would like to donate, they can. They can call Bruce Tippett's or help with tickets or different things like that. We're always looking for funding. As you know, it's difficult, especially during the COVID time, to get tickets and things like that. But we're always looking for other avenues to help with funding.
Very good. Excellent. Again, we're speaking with Cody Beers, Bruce Tippett, and Joe Browns, all with Dreams in Motion, a brand new organization created, nonprofit, and Bryson Quinney of Lyman has been announced as their first hero. Want to thank all of you for joining me today. Bruce, I'd like to give you the final word here. And anything else you'd like to say about Dreams in Motion and what we can expect? I do hope to speak with Bryson and his family later on at a different time, but anything you'd like to close out with here about Dreams in Motion?
I just think it's neat to have, obviously, Utah and people working together to help other people. And I just... And we're obviously going to have some fundraising things in the summertime as well. We're kicking some ideas around to have a golf tournament, to have a pickleball tournament, to have a cornhole tournament to help us raise money. But the key thing is to have Wyoming and Utah people work together to help recognize people that deserve it and who have a love for sports and who have a love for helping other people. And so that's my whole message, is to have the two states work together and to bring it closer together.
Excellent. Very good. That, again, is Bruce Tippett, joined with Joe Burrows from the Vernal, Utah area, co-organizers of Dreams in Motion, and Cody Beers from the Fremont County area, joining us as well this morning. He's one of the board of directors with Dreams in Motion. Cody, Bruce, Joe, thanks all so much to all three of you for your time this morning.
Thank you,
Duke.
Again, it's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.